This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I am so excited. Their favourite organisation has arrived. And today we have Tegan McPherson, who's the head of operations for the RSPCA Victoria. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You look very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
It's very early, but yes, as bright as I can be.
Well, what you're here to tell us about what's happening with the animals that's been affected by the bushfires at the moment.
So yeah,
can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so RSPCA Victoria has been part of the direct sort of relief response that occurred when the fires were at their nastiest level, I guess.
Yep.
And that included, we had emergency boarding at our Wangaratta facility for those people that had to evacuate to relief centres.
Well, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Because as a lot of our listeners know, I was stuck in Corryong and had to go to the relief centre when it was at its hugest.
Yeah.
And what people don't actually register, they think of all the people that are running into the relief centre, but they don't realise they've also got their pets with them. So there is, when you're locked in and you're seeing fire going, there's scat. I'm not talking about like any blues singing going on. There's, you know, and there's people that are really caring about their animals. There are people running back to get their animals because they're part of the family.
Yeah.
And then freaking out that, yes, they might have a friend that they can stay at or something, but they're pets. So is it Wangaratta that's opened up?
Yeah, so Wangaratta was doing emergency boarding, and most councils could assist with facilitating that where they had the facility, depending on where it was.
Yep.
We also went to the relief centres that we had access to. So we were at Bairnsdale as well as Wangaratta with just pet supplies, because people obviously quickly evacuated with their pets, but you don't think to grab the bowl, the food, the lead, the collar, you know, all of those things. So we went down with all of those supplies so that people had access to that.
You're making packs. There's packs being made, that right?
Yeah, correct. Yep. So we've put together some animal care packs, and we'll continue to distribute those now into the recovery phase, because even though people are returning to their homes, there's probably a number of things that now that they need to worry about.
Well, financially, if you've lost all your clothing, your house and everything, you're probably right. The last thing you're thinking about is a brand new dog for your bed when you probably don't have a shirt on your back.
Yeah.
So you guys are helping people that have maybe lost everything.
Correct.
To be able to get on.
Yeah.
I also see there you're part of the mobile animal clinic that went out there. Were our pets affected by the fires as well? Did they suffer smoke inhalation? Were they dehydrated? What were you guys out there? What did you see a lot of issues with?
So our mobile animal clinic was staffed by veterinarians that were came through Zoos Victoria and the Australian Veterinary Association. And the clinic itself, we built after the generous donations we received after the Black Saturday bushfires, so that we had a fully equipped clinic for situations like this to triage sick and injured animals.
Finally, something that sounds like it actually was prepared
Something
like this.
Yeah.
Not a lot of the organisations, as we found with bushfires, have actually thought of pre-thinking or using what they did get from Black Saturday.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
No.
I didn't want to butt it. I'm glad to hear that something.
Yeah.
So we know what our donations are doing now as well.
Definitely.
That it'll be for something in the future too.
So we had the those vets that they've got the expertise in wildlife. So in terms of the clinic itself, we were seeing mostly koalas come through with burn injuries, but also some possums, and I saw a turtle while I was in there as well. And we had one of our vet nurses down there. We had a roster, and they were able to provide sort of that more general advice and support to pet owners in the relief centre that were worried about things like smoke inhalation. We didn't see a lot of companion animals that had been directly impacted in terms of burns, but certainly making sure that we're checking in on their general health during that time was important.
Yeah. Well, Tegan, we all love our pets and they are part of our family. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to help the RSPCA to make sure that, I mean, we've all been donating lots of money here out to the organisations to for all the people that have been affected.
Mm.
But, you know, a lot of us, we do care about our companion animals.
Yeah.
What can we do to help the RSPCA to
and
make sure?
And our wildlife.
Yes, yeah. The most important thing at the moment is if you know people out in these communities, letting them know that we're here to help. We've got these packs, we've got resources, and it could seem like the smallest thing, but we've got our bushfire contact centre still operating from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we're taking requests for food, where you've got a small hobby farm, for example, you might even need assistance with water and fodder for your smaller numbers of livestock.
Well, you're right. If you've gone along and all your grass is burnt down to nothing, what are we going to feed the other animals that are out there?
So that number is 03-9224-2222. So certainly spread the word that RSPCA Victoria is here to help in any way we can, in particularly in supporting people and their animals.
Well, we'd love that. We'll put that on our social media when we take a photo to make sure everyone can go and get that number. But it's very easy. You guys have a great website, a lot of help that goes on out there.
Yeah.
And this is where I went to the little first aid course.
Yep.
Have a first aid pack for your dog as well in your car and your pack ready to go, because you never know when an emergency is going to happen.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I am
looking forward to seeing more good stories coming out from the RSPCA.
We love the RSPCA.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.